A group of international travelers and one local resident are on their way to St. Matthew Island to set up a small temporary radio station. For them, the trip is sort of a process of discovery, a way of putting the island on the map for amateur radio enthusiasts.
200 years ago, people were opening new lands, discovering new lands. It's pretty much the same thing, but on airwaves.
That's Yuri Sushkin. He's a member of the Russian Robinson Club and a longtime ham radio enthusiast. He says that the group's goal is to activate St. Matthew Island, or put it on the airwaves for the first time. To properly do that, he and his team need to contact over 1,000 people across 5 continents by radio. Tim Tillman of Unalaska is joining him, and he says that covering that much of the globe will be a challenge for sure.
We might have to talk to 4,000 people before we get that one South American, so it's going to be a tough deal.
To make those distant contacts, the group will have to operate at a high frequency, says Captain David Cowper of the Polar Bound. Unfortunately, that means that it will actually be hard to communicate with Unalaskans unless the signal is relayed from somewhere else.
See, one of the things with the frequencies, if you're operating on the higher levels, it skips over Dutch Harbour. So you've got to come right down to the sort of 4 meg frequencies and not on the 16s or 18s or 21 megs.
The four-person team plans to make it to the island by the end of the week. When they arrive, they have to shuttle about 1,000 pounds of radio equipment to the island on a dinghy. Then, they'll set up 2 complete radio stations along with 3 antennae, one of which is 43 feet tall. Tillman says that's a little bit tricky to do in a place with no trees to stabilize the gear.
In the tropics, it's easy because you've got lots of palm trees you can throw lines into and pull up antennas. In St. Matthews, we've got tall grass.
Once everything is good to go, they'll start broadcasting. The group hopes to go live on either Thursday or Friday around 5 p.m. Once they do that, there will only be 2 unactivated islands left in Alaska waters. But making it out to St. Matthew was especially important to one member of the crew, Yuri Zaruba. He's activated other Alaskan islands before, and he was part of the crew that went out to Chuganaydak the week that the Cleveland volcano erupted in 2008. But St. Matthew has been a place he's wanted to go for a long time now.
My dream, landing and operate from St. Matthew Island. That's my dream. When few years I dream about this island, I give name my son Matvey.
So your son's named after the island then?
Yes, it's really.
After activating St. Matthew, the team will wrap up their trip in Nome. In Unalaska, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.